the devil's advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I want to thank our last guest, Andrew Seidel, with Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Now I want to welcome Scott Thompson, staff counsel with Law Forward. Scott, welcome to the Devil's Advocates show.
Thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure, sir. Very important issue here. You filed a lawsuit, your firm filed a lawsuit, on behalf of several disabled people after the 4-3 ruling the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that voters could not give their completed absentee ballots to someone else to turn in for them. What a terrible situation. Scott, why don't you give us the background on this, if you would, please?
Yeah, no sweat. And to make the sort of linguistic gymnastics a little bit more simple, we call it ballot return assistance, the process of giving a completed absentee ballot to somebody else, either put in the mailbox or actually take it back to the clerk's office. And so voters with disabilities really need special clarification on this issue in particular. Oftentimes these voters need ballot return assistance to cast an absentee ballot, and for even a different portion of that community, because they can only vote through absentee ballot without ballot return assistance, they just can't vote. So as we head into election season, as you referenced, the state Supreme Court and the Elections Commission have obscured, I think is a fair thing to say, what these rights mean both to voters, like the plaintiffs here, as well as municipal clerks. So we filed this lawsuit to resolve this uncertainty. It's really important that we sort of re-cement the fact that these voters enjoy bedrock federal civil rights protections that secure their right to vote.
Now, how do you know? I can already hear the Republicans and conservatives saying, well, you know, ballot return assistance, that sounds a lot like ballot harvesting, Scott. What is your reaction? What is a proper reaction to that concept?
Well, first, if there was any evidence of ballot harvesting, which I hate that term, the plaintiffs in the Tigan case could have presented it. They provided literally nothing about that issue specifically. And I think that reflects the fact that it's nothing more than a boogeyman. It's a problem that doesn't really exist. A problem that does exist is ballot access for voters with disabilities. And by sort of chasing this boogeyman issue, they have created an electoral landscape where voters with disabilities are just facing this uncertainty. And that shouldn't be the case. Everybody has a right to vote, no matter, you know, how you put your pants on in the morning. And I think it's important that we don't sort of rest on our laurels. We need to do everything we can to protect the right to vote. And really, this is what that lawsuit's about.
Scott Thompson, our fine guest from Law Forward. Scott, people with disabilities have special protection under federal law, including the American with Disabilities Act. My understanding from the reporting I've read, the AP's reporting of the lawsuit filed by Law Forward on behalf of, I think it's 4 disabled clients. What are the specific claims, if I may ask? What rationale from the Constitution are you using?
So in essence, we believe that the way the Elections Commission is applying the law, the way that they're overseeing the administration of our elections, conflicts with federal law. And the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution says that when there's that type of conflict, federal law wins. And so I think a really good example of this comes from the plain text of the Voting Rights Act, which allows voters with disabilities to have assistance from someone they choose to vote. And so when state law or state authorities infringe on that clear language from federal law, the Constitution says, no, we rely on what federal law says.
But what is the remedy? I mean, you've got clients that will be affected in a partisan primary on August 9th. So what does success look like? Does it look like a stay where your clients are helped with or assisted with presenting their ballots? Or what does success look like?
Success for us looks like 2 things. First, an injunction that would restrict the ability of the Elections Commission to either, you know, to restrict the Elections Commission from in any way prohibiting ballot return assistance. And second, a declaration from a federal judge that reaffirms these federal rights have value in Wisconsin, regardless of what the Elections Commission or the state Supreme Court has said.
And what kind of time frame, Scott, do you think this is a realistic chance of getting some sort of resolution or something, some action in this case in federal court?
We think that we should be able to get some sort of relief, perhaps not all of the relief we requested, but some of it in advance of the November midterm elections.
November midterm. So the primary coming around, they're kind of SOL at this point. We got 3 minutes left, Scott. As a general sense.
Can I just jump in and say something
ahead,
real
please.
Quick on that?
Yeah.
Voters with disabilities are definitely not SOL. I want to be clear about that. The truth is that these people have the right to vote. They have these federal protections. They're certainly on the books, and people should enjoy using them. That's their right. The problem is that they have been obscured by the state Supreme Court and the Elections Commission. And so we need to just get rid of that risk. And on the ground, we think that this lawsuit can provide that relief before November. But that doesn't mean that these rights are just, you know, hanging in the balance for the next election. People should be able to vote as they need to under the way they are allowed to by federal law.
Thank you for that clarification. Scott, what's your sense of, I guess, the general efforts by conservatives and this whole election integrity effort that they're pushing forward, which, you know, I consider not to be anything about election integrity. It's about, you know, suppressing the vote. How do you see this progressing as we, you know, go down the line here? Next 2 minutes, please.
Well, two things. First, I think everyone should be able to agree that safe and secure elections are a good thing to pursue. But the second point is really important here, and that's that absentee ballot voting has been the target of misinformation and disinformation. And again, this is another reason why it's so important that as we head into election season, we get some clarification on these rights, just to make sure that those sort of nefarious actors can't take advantage of the constant stream of information on social media. And so that's why this lawsuit is so important.
Scott, if any of the Republican candidates wins the governor's race with a compliant legislative majority of Republicans in this state, do you have any doubt? I mean, we've got Tim Michels saying they're going to throw out the Wisconsin Elections Commission and effectively stack it predicated on congressional districts. It's going to be a lot worse than the WEC, the next incarnation. Your thoughts in like 30 seconds, Scott?
My thoughts are, I can't predict the future. I don't know what these people are going to do. I don't think anybody really does. All I know is that constitutional rights are important. When you got them, you got to stand up for them. And that's what we're doing.
Scott Thompson, staff counsel, Law Forward, thank you so much for coming around and edifying our audience on these issues. Please, as more information comes forward and this lawsuit progresses, please keep us informed.
Will do.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates, the Happier Happy Hour. Coming up real soon, our pal Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. She keeps threatening to come by. I think she'll make it this time. Stick around. We will be right back.